All I had to do was sniff them out. I didn't try to look for first causes. This would have taken too long. Instead, I concentrated my attention on the recent modifications, like the gun turret, that would quickly give me a trail to the guilty parties. Once the clerks understood what I had in mind, they hurled themselves into their work, urged on by the fires of patriotism and the burning voices of their superiors. All I had to do was suggest a line of search, and the relevant documents would begin appearing at once. Bit by bit, a pattern started to emerge. A delicate webwork of forgery, bribery, chicanery, and falsehood. It could only have been conceived by a mind as brilliantly crooked as my own. I chewed my lip with jealousy. Like all great ideas, this one was basically simple. A party or parties unknown had neatly warped the ship construction program to their own ends. Undoubtedly, they had started the program for the giant transport that would have to be checked later, and once the program was underway, it had been guided with a skill that bordered on genius. Orders were originated in many places, passed on, changed, and shuffled. I painfully traced each one to its source. Many times the source was a forgery. Some changes seemed to be unexplainable until I noticed the officers in question had a temporary secretary while their normal assistants were ill. All the girls had had food poisoning, a regular epidemic, it seemed. Each of them in turn had been replaced by the same girl. She stayed just long enough in each position to see that the battleship plan moved forward one more notch. This girl was obviously the assistant to the mastermind who originated the scheme. He sat in the center of the plot, like a spider on its web, pulling the strings that set things into motion. My first thought that a gang was involved proved wrong. All my secondary suspects turned out to be simple forgeries, not individuals. In the few cases where forgery wasn't adequate, my mysterious ex had apparently hired himself to do the job. X himself had the permanent job of assistant engineering designer. One by one, the untangled threads ran to this office. He also had a secretary whose illnesses coincided with her employment in other offices. When I straightened up from my desk, the ache in my back stabbed like a hot wire. I swallowed a painkiller and looked around at my drooping, sack-eyed assistants, who had shared the sleepless 72-hour task. They sat or slumped against the furniture, waiting for my conclusion. Even President Ferraro was there, his hair looking scraggly where he had pulled out handfuls. "You found them? The criminal ring?" he asked, his fingers groping over his scalp for a fresh hold. "I have found them, yes," I said hoarsely, "but not a criminal ring. An inspired master criminal who apparently has more executive ability in one earlobe than all your bribe-bloated bureaucrats. And his female assistant. They pulled the entire job by themselves. His name, or undoubtedly pseudo-name, is Pepe Nero. The girl is called Angelina. Arrest them at once! Guards! Guards!" Ferraro's voice died away as he ran out of the room. I talked to his vanishing back. "That is just what we intend to do, but it's a little difficult at the moment since they are the ones who not only built the battleship, but undoubtedly stole it as well. It was fully automated, so no crew is necessary." "What do you plan to do?" one of the clerks asked. "I shall do nothing," I told him, with the snapped precision of an old space veteran. "The League fleet is already closing in on the Renegades, and you will be informed of the capture. Thank you for your assistance."